What's up, everybody? Josh at Evoke Bike here, and we are not talking cyclocross. We are talking mountain bike racing, mountain bike riding, mountain bike training. Specifically, we're talking about endurance rides. Can you go out and do an endurance ride on your mountain bike? Is that possible? Should you be riding only on your road bike? Should you be setting your mountain bike up on the trainer, riding your mountain bike on the road? We're going to go through all this stuff. I'm going to give you some ideas, some training tips. This all kind of stemmed from having conversations with my athletes and just with other cyclists. And I think there's like two schools of thought here. There's the road bike endurance is the best. So whatever I'm training for, it doesn't matter. I'm getting the most from these muscle contractions on the road bike. So I'm going to do that. And then the other school of thought is, hey, I'm a mountain bike rider. I don't want to ride my road bike. So we're kind of going to go through both those, see what the pros and cons are. But overall, like the, like all of these videos and like everything we talk about, all of this is goal specific. So this all depends on what your race is, what your ride is, what the event is, how long the event is, if it's a cross country race, or if it's a marathon mountain bike race, or maybe it's just like an ultra endurance event and you're going to go out and you're going to, I don't know, rip it for, I don't know, 6 hours or something. But yeah, so this will kind of be, there's more specifics within this, but yeah, these are just some general ideas. Several other things that we're not going to talk about is strength training, your bike setup, like suspension lockout, your handlebar setup, if it's flat or risers, general like rest and recovery. And then also just like why endurance is important. Brendan had an excellent video, about why endurance is important. I will link that, but yeah, so let's kind of break this down. So the school of thought where road bike is the best for endurance and you should be spending all of your time on the road bike. The road bike is super efficient. Like there's no arguing that. You have those constant muscle contractions. You have better control of your power and your heart rate and your RPE. And when I say power, I mean like what zone you're riding in. Like, you know, stay out of zone one, keep it zone two, no coasting. For sure. You can't argue with that. And the efficiency's there, but it's not race specific. It's not event specific. So you're not, it's a different fit. Even if you have your fits dialed across your road bikes and your mountain bikes and whatever, it's not the same. It's a different setup. You have those flat bars. It's a wider stance. It's everything. You probably got larger or longer cranks. Like there are other things that there are specifics to the mountain bike that you can only get from riding the mountain bike. And on the other side of that, I'm a mountain bike racer or rider or whatever, and I don't want to ride my road bike. So this isn't terrible. This whole depends on your goals. I would say none of this is terrible, but this kind of school of thought, again, depending on your goals, like if you're only doing mountain bike events, then yeah, maybe you can skew a little bit more towards doing more, you know, exclusively mountain bike riding. We'll talk about that. But these rides can be fatiguing. And like when you're building out your training schedule, if you're doing this, you know, yourself, or you're dealing with, you know, an Evoke coach or whoever, it is more fatiguing. And these rides are up and down, even if you're doing a pure endurance ride. And we're going to talk about this is like you can track your heart rate, you can track your, if you have a power meter on your mountain bike, you can track your normalized power, but still it's going to be up and down just with doing a mountain bike ride. And everyone knows this, if you're going on the trails, like there are certain features and uphills and downhills that you just have to, you have to put down power to get over. So it's not, there are spikes here. It's less specific targeting for that exact reason. It's not like when you're on the road bike where you can just peg it at zone two and you can sit there and you go up and down and you're on these roads and you can keep it zone two. On the mountain bike, you just can't do that. So it is less specific in that regard, in regards to the zones. But when it comes to like being specific for your event, it's 100%. You know, this is what you're doing. This is why going out on these rides is super important. But before we jump into that, I guess what I wanted to get at was like you might want to count these mountain bike endurance ride as workouts just because they can be so all over the place. So whereas in like a typical week, maybe you're doing two interval sessions or two workouts or whatever it is, if you're doing a long mountain bike ride, you might want to count it as a workout for one of your workouts for the week just because it is so up and down. It depends on how long it is and again what your goals are, but yeah. So what is a goal? Those are like kind of the two schools of thought. So what is a goal of why you would want to go out and ride mountain bike endurance? You want to build your efficiencies. You want to be more efficient going into your event or your race. You want to work, and specifically on that, you want to work on your weaknesses. What are you not good at? Is it turning? Is it passing? Is it get passed? Is it starts? Is it just the length? Is it decision fatigue? That's a huge part of if later in the race, like you could have this great endurance, but if you're mentally fatiguing and you can't make those good choices later in the race, and you can practice all that by doing these longer rides, and then you could add some intensity, build some muscular endurance into the end of these mountain bike rides. So yeah, building the cumulative fatigue as well. Maybe you're doing a mountain bike stage race. You can stack some back-to-back hard days. And then number one, I would say, well, there's two tied number ones is building confidence and then just going out and having fun and ripping your mountain bikes. That's super fun. And I would say if you're racing mountain bikes or you're riding mountain bikes or whatever, like you probably really enjoy that. But having that confidence, knowing that you can go out and ride for 6 hours or race for 90 minutes and you can go super hard, because you have the confidence of having those miles, you know, under your belt for these long rides. And you only get that from riding on the mountain bike, mastering those small skills, like eating and drinking, overcoming setbacks. Maybe you have to get off the bike and run, and you can do all these things in your endurance rides. Like you don't have to go out and hammer and get off and run, but you can go out and things will go wrong. You'll make a mistake. You know, you'll have to put a foot down and like you're going up a climb and you can't get over this terrain. So you gotta run to the top. Maybe it's just a jog because it's an endurance ride. You're keeping it chill. But yeah, there are things you can work on. Just like when you're going out, like I tell my athletes, when you're going out on a road endurance ride, practice all those small skills. Practice on eating every 15, 20 minutes, maintaining your carb intake, make sure you're drinking the whole time, monitoring that time, seeing how you feel later in the race, or in the ride rather, so that you're prepared for the race. All those small things that you're not going to really do on interval day, you definitely should be doing on interval day, but it's easy when, you know, your heart rate is in, you know, zone two and you're not worried about these max efforts and getting yourself mentally prepared for those. Take this time for these 3-4 hour rides to focus on all those other skills. You're out there on the bike for this long. Like let's keep this focused. Think of it as like a long interval. Okay. So how do you do this? How do you go out and do a mountain bike ride? How do you go out and do a mountain bike endurance ride? So like I touched on this before, you can go out and you can track your normalized power. You can track your heart rate zones, which is good. But like I said, it's going to be up and down, but the most important thing is just to get out and ride and don't go too hard. Don't go race pace. Maybe if you're doing like a muscular endurance workout, and maybe you have some race pace efforts at the end of the ride, like a 3-4 hour session, again, depending on whatever your goal event or race is. And then just kind of like focus on the duration as being the fatiguing factor of this particular ride, not the intensity, like turning those dials of like intensity or duration. That's what you should be focusing on. It's not impossible. It's not like you can't do it. Again, focusing on whatever your goals are, but yeah. And then like, so how do you put this into action? What should you be doing? Again, focusing on whatever your goals are, it's specific, but find a combination of doing some road rides, doing some mountain bike rides during the week. Maybe you count, like I said, your mountain bike rides as an interval session, depending on how long that is and what the terrain is like. That's the other thing too I didn't touch on is what are your local trails like, you know, or what trails can you travel to? Is that an option? Can you do it on a weekday? Can you only do it on a weekend? There's so many variables here, but find a combination. And then also, you could take your mountain bike out and ride it on the road. Like that's a good option too. Like maybe it's not as fun. It's totally not as fun as ripping the trails, but go out, take your mountain bike and do a 2-hour road ride. Just get used to drinking and eating and that position and what the suspension feels like. And yeah, there's so many positive takeaways there. And then also go out on your road bike and do those road rides, you know, find a good combination that works for you. There's so many takeaways from both. You don't have to be that school of thought is like, I only ride the mountain bike or I only ride the road. Finding a combination is the best way to go about this. You can, and if you want to go crazy, you could even set your mountain bike up on the trainer, do some intervals, do an endurance ride inside, make sure you get that fit dialed in. I'd see a professional, but I'm saying just for your own, so you know that you're confident going into your event or race that you are good on the mountain bike. So I think when people talk about not being able to do endurance mountain bike rides and only saving that for interval days, you know, I disagree with that. I think that there is time to be spent on those long days, dialing in those, like I said, those other things, those other small details, you know, like working on your weaknesses, building the confidence, that decision fatigue, you know, maybe, like I said, stacking some hard efforts at the end of these endurance rides. So it's more race specific or event specific, whatever it is. So yeah, I think that adding in some endurance mountain bike rides into your training regime would be super clutch. And yeah, I hope this was helpful. Like and subscribe. If you guys have any other questions about mountain bike riding, or, you know, we're going into cross season, of course, hit me up, Josh at evoke.bike. And yeah, hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye.